Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time to roll to me. And look into your heart, pretty baby. Is it aching with some nameless need? Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the night through, guess who? So long you can hardly see. When the engine's stalled and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll to me. Roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk, who will be there? So look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time to roll to me. The right time to roll to me. The right time to roll to me.
Of you every step of the way. And goodbye, please don't cry. both know I'm not what you need. And I will always love you. I will always love you. All you dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all this, I wish you love.
Friends, today I want to highlight and have a conversation with our friends in the alcohol service industry. So stay tuned. We have a lot of good stuff to tell you.
I can feel you all through me.
Rush, rush,
ooh.
So yes, you have me all to yourself again today, and it's because I need to spend this quality time with you, our listeners. Gee, I do appreciate you. So, where do we start? Okay, well, I recently had to do my smart serve again, and of course I passed first try. But I'm glad I did it because it taught me about some changes that we now have to deal with in the service industry, right? We were taught about certain rules with cannabis in regards to patrons using it on the premises, right? When I did my smart serve, cannabis wasn't even legal. So I just want to remind you all, you know, make sure that your smart serve is up to date. You won't regret it. It has much more meaningful information than when I was, you know, when I started it, when I did it, I believe. And it was also great to be reminded of some of the things, right? It was really good. It was good. So, and I know that if I knew that, I would have taken it as soon as they gave the 5-year warning, because I knew that the 5-year warning had to do with laws, you know? But anyhow, I got my smart serve in, I think, 2009. So it was worth it, people. It was worth it. And no, it's not a money grab. I know I hear some of my friends saying that. No, it's not. Not friends, but I know I hear people say that. So I understand that it's inconvenient, right? But I'm telling you, it's worth it. And learning something new in regards of what you do, how convenient should it really be, right? So just going to cover some new and old things throughout some of these episodes. So, you know, just to keep you abreast of what's going on. So females and transgendered females. Doesn't matter if they are transgendered or not. Once they were assigned at birth a female, we tend to have higher fatty tissue in our bodies and less total body water than males
and transgendered individuals who were assigned male at birth of the same weight, right? So, you know, it's good to mention that one. You know, we will have more of these as we continue, as I said before. But for right now, we'll be right back.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Baby, I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
If you're hosting a do-it-yourself wedding, why not add our safe alcohol service system to your guest list? Show your guests how much you care by getting them home safely. Email events@notyourchild.com for more details.
Thank you.
and we're back. So there are special occasion permits. So this is one of the old ones. Okay, so this is there are special occasion permits, right? And they're called SOPs, right, in the industry. So they are required for alcohol being at an event in any location that isn't a licensed establishment, right? A private residence, like your house, or a private place, like a lunchroom in a private office, right? Now, also remember, folks, especially of us that have teens and young adults at our parties, you must only sell or serve alcohol to guests that are at least 19 years old. Not going to be 19, not almost 19, not tomorrow I'm 19. When you put the alcohol in their hands, make sure they're at least 19 years old. Also, the SOP permit holder, you must make sure that the staff that is handling the alcohol, right, serving the alcohol, okay, or selling it, they must be at least 18 years of age. Must be. Even if they're 18, even if they're 17 and they're very smart and they pass their smart serve, I don't know how they would, because you have to be at least 18 years of age, I believe. So I'll check that, actually. But I think that they make you check a box. But I don't know, because this is the second time you're doing it. Anyhow, where was I? Right, so you, the SOP permit holder, you must make sure that the staff selling or handling it, giving it, right, they must be at least 18 years of age. It's an old lesson from the last time, but it's worth repeating.
Do you have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world together.
Tether your soul to me, I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be strong enough to hold me. I might not be there for all your battles, but you'll win them eventually. I pray that I'm giving you all that matters, so one day you'll say to me, I love my life. I am powerful, I am beautiful, I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful, I am magical, I am me. I love my life. I am not my mistakes. God knows I made a few. I started to question the angels, and the answer they gave was you. I cannot promise there won't be sadness. I wish I could take it from you, but you'll find the courage to face the madness and sing it, because it's true. I love my life. I am powerful, I am beautiful, I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful, I am magical, I am me. I love my life. Like yours, run. am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life. And finally, I'm where I wanna be.
For a Jamaican song of the day. It's a very special song, one of my mother's favorites, and I remember her singing and dancing to this song while we were growing up. Well, that's not the only reason for it being special. You know, it actually reached number 2 in both the UK and the US charts, and it sold over 7 million copies worldwide, folks. It did. It was also the first major hit for Island Records, and she was the first Caribbean international recording star. Here is the beautiful and talented Miss Millie Small with My Boy Lollipop.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing, and what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
it's better to never ask why.
Friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us from Lao Tzu. And he says, being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. Huh. I like that one. Let's hear it again. This quote of the day comes from Lao Tzu, and he says, being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. I like that one.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
'cause I was still a child.